1 Corinthians, chapter 4. This is how people should think of us, as lower-ranking servants of the Anointed One and caretakers of the mysteries of God. Speaking of this subject, it is required of caretakers that they are found to be faithful, and yet I give very little importance to how I might be judged by you or by any human judgment. In fact, I don't even judge myself. For I am conscious of nothing against myself, yet I am not even justified by this, but he who judges me is the Lord. Therefore judge nothing before the time until the Lord comes, who will both shine his light on the things hidden in the darkness and expose the secret meditations of our hearts. Then each one will have his praise from God. Now these things, brethren, I have applied to myself and to Apollos for your sakes, so that in our case you would learn not to think more highly of us than the things which I have written, so that no one would try to make one of us seem greater than the other. For who makes people different? And what does anyone have that they didn't receive? But if you have received something, why do you brag about it as if it hadn't been given to you by someone else? You are already filled. You have already become rich. You have started to reign without us. Yes, and I wish that you actually did reign in the coming millennial kingdom, so that we also could reign with you. For I think God has designated us, the sent ones, to be the least important, as men doomed to death. For we are made a spectacle to the world, both to angels and to men. We are fools for the Anointed One's sake, but you are wise in the Anointed One. We are weak, but you are strong. You have glory, but we have dishonor. Even to this present time, we both hunger and thirst. We are poorly clothed, are beaten, and have no fixed residence. We labor, working with our hands, being reviled. We bless, being persecuted. We endure it, being slandered by others. We appeal to them. We are like the rubbish of the world. We are all like floor sweepings until this time. I don't write these things to shame you, but as my beloved children, I say this as a warning to you. For though you have 10,000 instructors in the Anointed One, yet you don't have many fathers. For in the Anointed One, Jesus, I begot you through the message of good news. I beg you, therefore, to become imitators of me, instead of being filled, rich, reigning, etc. For this reason I sent Timothy to you, who is my beloved and faithful child in the Lord, and who will remind you of the way I walk in the Anointed One,
just as I teach everywhere
in every gathering of the called out ones. Now some have become proud, as though I were not coming to you. But I will come to you shortly, if the Lord wills. And I will not assess the words of those who are self-important, but the power. For the kingdom of God is not in words, but in power. What do you want? Should I come to you with a rod, or in love and a spirit of gentleness? This is the end of 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries.
Not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor.
We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.